Welcome to Grounding Into Your Radiance, a space to dream, explore, and reconnect to your essential self with Stacey Barber. Stacey is a conscious mindset mentor and authentic lifestyle coach with a knack for guiding others to step into their truth and embrace times of transition with courage. Join Stacey in a space for intimate healing and growth, and get ready to face your fears so you can find deeper alignment in your life. Our stories are our light. Let them shine. Grounding Into Your Radiance starts now.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Grounding Into Your Radiance. I'm Stacey Barber. I'll be your host for the next hour that we have together. I'm so excited to be here with you. Really love talking about the topics that are really relevant and that are coming up for each of us that are sort of being shown in right now, like the light coming in as the world has turned, right? And so bringing things that I pray are really useful for you, tools and different methodologies in which you can start to go inward in this time that I think has truly been meant for humanity as a whole to start to really go into a space of introspection and start to sit with ourselves and see what's coming up. I think so much that may have been underneath, sort of lodged into our systems, our bodies, our minds, and our souls, has had the opportunity to really start to bubble up as everything else got a little bit more quiet. So that's what we're going to continue to talk about. It's something that's really close to my heart. It's something that I honestly think about and work with every day of my life. And so I just love bringing these topics, these ideas, these thoughts to you. So you are on Grounding in Your Radiance podcast. I am, again, Stacey Barber. This is just meant to be a safe space for you to really start to explore and really get honest and real about what's going on so that you can start to create the life that I know that you were meant to live. I would love to hear from you, love to hear anything that resonates, things that you'd like to hear more about, ways that you can get in contact with me are my email, Stacey. Stacey.barber@gmail.com or on my website, stacybarber.com. And that's Stacey with an IE, just in case you were wondering. So today we're going to dig into a really interesting topic, something that I have been studying and really educating myself about for quite some time now. I was introduced to this topic during my coaching program, my certification program. And I remember it sort of crested my interest, right? It sort of grabbed my attention a bit. But I found myself going back to this topic time and time again, especially as I continue on my road of really what I consider spiritual awakening, the inner work, right? Just becoming more clear and honest with myself and what's going on inside of me and outside in the world. So the idea, the theme that we're going to talk about today is literally the themes of consciousness, right? And there's this great book. If you're on video, you can see Power Versus Force. It's by David R. Hawkins. And this is where I was first introduced to this idea, the themes of consciousness. So what is that, right? What are the themes of consciousness? If you can think about sort of the realm of consciousness, right? Our thoughts at any given moment, there's a stream of thoughts that are connected together. That's what we would consider like our conscious awareness, our conscious thoughts. In that stream of thoughts, really that line of thoughts, there is an underlying theme that we may or may not be aware of, right? So I like to think about like the first thing that comes to mind is like the theme of a party or the theme of a conversation or a talk, right? The feeling, the emotion behind it. There is a big difference between the theme of a five-year-old birthday party versus a retirement party, right? Both celebratory, but there's a different theme, right? There's a different theme between certain conversations that you would hear on different radio stations compared to another, right? Like just having that idea of a theme, right? What are the themes of consciousness that are underneath, that are beneath the way that we're living, the stream of consciousness, the thoughts? What is the theme that's beneath that? And how can we start to go beneath to see that and find what that is for ourselves and begin to bring light into, is this a theme that's continuing to help me grow, expand, and nurture myself? Or is this a theme that is actually keeping me stuck or in a space of feeling small or stuck in old ways of being or patterns or something that I haven't necessarily healed or dealt with in my past, right? It's really, really paramount and so important to begin to explore this idea. And so thinking about how the themes of consciousness, our theme, begins to influence our lives, right? And how it, the mind is constantly sort of fluttering from one idea or thought to the next, right? And when we can start to get clear of what's beneath that, seeing how that is influencing our thoughts and the way that we live our lives, we can begin to use this awareness so that we can reveal how every aspect of our life is really colored by the influence of our themes of consciousness, right? Which is really, really empowering and such an important way to begin to start to bring the awareness that we need, right? Like we've talked about, the first step to any type of change or transition is awareness, right? Bringing the light to the subject. So that's what we're going to do here. I'm actually bringing a context from a research study that comes to mind when we're thinking about the themes of consciousness. And I'm sure there are plenty of you that have heard about this, but essentially, there was a doctor, his name was Dr. Emoto, right? And he did a research study on the effects of emotion, tone of speech, the way in which that we're being, the energy field that we're putting out, how that actually started to affect different bodies of water, right? And so he did a research study focusing on how water can begin to emit or transmute the effects of different energetic fields in its presence, right? So thinking about that, what I start to consider in my mind is knowing that our human bodies are comprised of approximately, right, 60 to 70% water. After you consider the research that was conducted here, noticing how much those types of emotions and feelings affected the water so clearly, how we cannot allow the thought in, right, of being honest with ourselves about how that affects our system, knowing that we are comprised of so much water. So in this research study, he began to visually demonstrate like the variations of different themes of consciousness, right? And he wrote a book about this. It's really fascinating. It's called The Hidden Messages of Water. So he captured the effects that vibrational frequencies had on frozen water crystals and by using like this really powerful microscope with high speed photography. So he conducted experiments that expose water to a few components, right? Either different positive or negative forms of speech, positive or negative thoughts. So don't even have to be verbalized, but thoughts around that, the energy that came from the thoughts, various types of music and different types of photographs, right? Which is so fascinating to me that photographs and images actually affected the water. It's just completely fascinating. So what he did is he exposed the different components of water to these either negative, positive thoughts, ideas, words, pictures, or images or music, right? And then he examined how they formulated crystals and how they aesthetically changed depending upon what type of energy they were exposed to. And what his experiment showed is that water exposed to higher vibrational energies or frequencies, such as love in the form of positive speech or pleasant music or a really beautiful picture, right? Acceptance in the form of self-forgiveness and ease, that energy generated really unique, beautiful symmetrical crystals, right? And if you can look this up, Google it, right? Grab the book. It looks like this perfectly symmetrical snowflake, right? That these energetic, the frozen crystals started to emanate from these positive thoughts and feelings and vibrations coming in. Also, right, with the water exposed to the more negative or lower level vibrational frequency emotions and thoughts. They, such as, let's say, anger, shame, judgment, or fear, they yielded unformed asymmetrical crystals, right? So there were little crystals that would be sort of jagged or dots here or there, but you could see very clearly that the energy that the water itself held was very dispatched, separate from, right? Feeling disconnected. It was very clear in that visual depiction. And so what this beautifully starts to represent is that how the theme of consciousness, right? That underlying emotional frequency that we're holding beneath ourselves and within, right? How that truly manifests in the physical realm, right? And again, considering if a cup or a bowl of water can be so deeply affected by that, how our systems are affected by that also. I often think about, I'm sure you've heard that the idea of if you love or speak to your houseplants, right? Like if you give them attention, if you give them the water, if you start to speak to them, if you clean the leaves, that they're so vibrant. They literally thrive off of that positive attention and energy, right? They can feel what you're emanating. And to begin to consider that same reciprocation within the human realm. What type of energy are we putting out to the world? What type of energy, thoughts, words, ideas are we saying to ourselves, about ourselves, right? How so deeply that can begin to affect the internal makeup of our system. Letting this be a really inspiring and powerful concept to consider, that we can begin through our own awareness, our own consciousness, be able to start to cultivate and create the theme that we really choose to live in and be in each and every day of our lives. So I'm excited to jump into a little bit more about this. We're going to go deeper. We're going to start to talk about all the ways that you can start to integrate this into your lives. So we'll be back in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break. This is Grounding Into Your Radiance. I'll see you in a moment.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
This is it. The energy of heart to heart, mind to mind, love to love. These are the questions that people have and rarely state. When we have an internal transformation and we see things differently, what does it mean to step into the full nature of being a spiritual being? How am I to be? This is it. Every day, you have to do something outrageously positive. It is so absolutely relevant. Because what I've seen in humanity, despite what's in the headlines, I'm so struck by the heroes that have come forward. I'm just absolutely in awe. The idea generators and superheroes. All of you, you are the best listening audience in the world, and we are bringing it in 2021.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world, and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBetton.com.
Welcome back to Grounding Into Your Radiance. I'm your host, Stacey Barber. I'm so happy to have you here in this hour talking about things that will really start to cultivate a life that I know you truly deserve, that you're calling in, that you're cultivating. And so I hope that the topics that we're really exploring together just start to open up your mind to what is possible, right? And that's exactly what they've done for me in my life, right? It's that idea of we don't know until we know. And when we start to open our mind to what is actually available to us, more just floods in, right? That our awareness just starts to open up to that more and more. So I pray that that's what this is providing for you. And I would love to hear from you. Let me know what it is that's really resonating that we're talking about, what you might want to hear more of. Again, my email is stacey.barber@gmail.com and my website is stacybarber.com. Go over, check it out, shoot me a message. And yeah, just stay in touch. I'd love to hear from you guys. And you know, going into all the concepts that we're bringing up, right? Like what's resonating for you right now? What is it that really, what is it that you're seeking? Let me know. I would love to talk to you about that here and bring that for the masses to be able to start to explore together. So we're exploring today together the idea of themes of consciousness, right? So thinking about the stream of thoughts that are going on, the narrative that's happening in our mind at any given moment, thinking about that babbling brook, right, or the stream that's constantly moving in and out of the mind, how underneath that consciousness is really a theme, right? What is the energetic field or frequency or vibration that's beneath the mind at any given moment, the thoughts that are flowing in and out? What is it that sort of colors each and every thought that we have? So before our break, we were really discussing, you know, the effects that the energetic frequency and fields have on water and how positive thoughts and emotions and feelings begin to create beautifully symmetrical crystals, right? And these frozen water particles, whereas the negative or lower vibrational energies, they start to have more of a disconnected or asymmetrical flow. Starting to consider how much of our body is comprised of water and how much the energy that we emit out and allow in is really affecting the overall theme of our well-being, right? And so thinking about similarly to the crystals, right, that a person, right, that might be occupying a limiting lower vibrational theme of consciousness or energy, such as let's consider fear, right? What kind of life would that create? What would that look like? How can we start to create the picture of that in our minds? So I want you to imagine, right, that if we're so locked down in that feeling of fear, right, we are sort of holding ourselves back. There are typically thoughts about worry and doubt, right? There is a sense of terror or pulling away protection from others, that I'm fearing what's going on inside and around me. Typically, there's some feelings of paranoia or distrust, anxiety around others, or when we're with ourselves, right? Being really anxious about what it is that's going on, the fear that really encompasses that. And really, like the picture of the world that they see, right? When they look at the world, what they're looking at and what they see is fearful concerns, instability, a lack of safety, right? Thinking about what it is that they're seeking for knowledge that reaffirms that, like where they go to be able to grasp what their reality is, what avenues, where do they go to seek that out? And how is that actually compounding and reassuring the fear that's already there? Right? Starting to take that in consideration. And I'm sure as we're discussing this, there might be someone that you know or someone that you've come in contact with that they start to come into mind of, oh, that really is the space in which they live from. That makes sense. I can see how this underlying theme is actually affecting everything that they are communicating inward and outward into the world, right? Now, on the flip side, let's consider a person where their theme of consciousness is really calibrating into more of a liberating frequency, a higher frequency, such as maybe love or inner peace, right? So what would their life look like, right? Would it feel more like love and peace? Actually, yeah, right? So someone that's in that frequency, typically their thoughts are full of compassion and kindness. They have a deeper consideration for others, right? Their bodies might actually radiate health and wellness, right? I know you've been around someone where their energy is just so attractive that they just emanate wellness throughout their whole system and their hair, their skin, right? Their bodies start, they can move freely, right? They're not constricted or held within. They're very open to express themselves. You can sense a deep expression of gratitude in everything that they do for the people in their lives, the experiences in their lives. They're verbal about that gratitude. They tend to are full of laughter, right? Like, they express themselves so openly that it feels as if beauty surrounds them because they are actually attracting more of that back in. These are the folks that are typically going to see like that brighter side or silver lining in every situation, right? Really reframing everything in their lives, something that may have been considered negative at one point or to someone else, they can see where that is a positive for them, where they can actually flip it to be able to see opportunity in that, right? Where one door closed, another one opens, right? So their choice of words are really full of optimism and intention. You can hear it in everything they say and the way that they show up in the world, right? And from their lens, they really start to look at the world and what they are able to recognize and see is all the love, right? All of the compassion, all of the good in other people, right? They can see divine love. They can see that things are going really well and working out exactly as they're supposed to. Consider that. Start to allow someone that you've been around or that you've met, right? Think about the energy there and create an image in your mind of who that might be, right? Starting to see how, yes, actually those themes of consciousness that this person is living in deeply affects the life that they live, their experience, right? And the power in the knowledge of this, the power in beginning to get clear on what theme of consciousness am I currently in this instance or this, right? How can that begin to start to shift my inner landscape so that we can begin to raise the theme of consciousness in which we're choosing to be and live in, right? So really getting clear on those root program beliefs that are either validating, supporting, or expressing these lower vibrational themes so that we can replace them, right? Replace them with a higher vibrational level, energetic level, call that in, cultivate that, right? And as we begin to do that, we start to create a new reality, right? We start to allow ourselves to invite in all that is really available for us. And in the book, right, there is the book that we were talking about before, Power Over Force. Power Versus Force. There is what he considers a map of consciousness. So different emotional levels, different themes of consciousness to consider, right? And so in the book, they've actually attributed numbers to each level, right? So let's consider, for instance, shame. Shame is really on the lower level of the emotional landscape, right? If we can think about someone that's living in a space of shame, let's say, for instance, that is a lower vibrational number of 20, right? That they are in that cycle, that inner cycle, that inner dialogue of shame that is going on in their lives that they've inherited or experienced in their lives that they're holding on to, that's holding them down. Think about that as a lower vibrational number, right? Low level energy. As you start to come up the let's call it the ladder, right, of consciousness, as we start to even consider courage, right, as we begin to raise the vibrational level of getting into that sense of courage, let's consider that that would be at a level of, say, 200, right? So we're looking at 20 compared to 200. Considering to open up into acceptance, right? We would consider that at a level of 350, thinking of shame at 20, getting into courage at 200, acceptance around the level of 350, raising up to peace, right? Inner peace, complete peace in our lives, bliss, right? That is at a frequency of around 600. And when you get to the space of enlightenment, right? Full embodiment, pure consciousness, we're looking at a level of 700 to 1000. Starting to attach these numeric meanings to the vibrational energetic fields that are becoming the themes of our consciousness, right? So that we can begin to feel ourselves, I'm in that lower level now. I can feel how that's starting to affect my well-being. I can feel how I'm starting to react versus respond to my environment. Starting to, for me, it really helps to have a number to attach it to. Where am I at? Where am I landing right now? How can I start to raise my vibration, right? How can I start to address what's coming up inside, start to see where the root program belief around this theme has really come from, look at it, bring awareness to it, and then begin to allow myself to feel all that needs to come in so that I can make space to replace that and reclaim my energy, really replace and reclaim. How can we get into that space of raising, climbing the ladder of that emotional well-being to be able to live the life that we know is available for us, right? It's just there. It's waiting. It's just getting really honest with ourselves about what's in the way, right? What is holding me back from experiencing that true bliss, right? That I know is available for me. So we're going to dig in a lot deeper. We're going to keep the conversation going. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into a lot more root program beliefs, new narratives, and ways in which you can apply this to your life today. This is Grounding Into Your Radiance. I'm Stacey Barber, and I'll see you in just a bit.
Everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Get empowered.
Hello, I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirited Exchange Moment. Have you been searching everywhere for answers? Do you long for wise guidance to lovingly direct you? Guess what? You have your very own divine spirit guides in the highest light, available 24/7, just waiting to help you live your best life. Call in your spirit guidance on a daily basis to help you make important decisions. All you have to do is ask. With a sense of openness, curiosity, and willingness to be divinely guided. Throughout your day, be open to notice what shows up for you. A spoken phrase, a book, a message from a song, or simply a knowing. and always offer gratitude for that loving guidance, and don't forget to put it into action. Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Welcome back, everyone, to Grounded Into Your Radiance. I'm Stacey Barber. I'm your host. I'm so happy to have you here and to continue the conversation. Today, we're talking about themes of consciousness and how the theme of our consciousness really begins to affect who we are, the person that we show up as, the thoughts that we have flowing in our minds, right? How that begins to really create our identity. And we have really started to discuss the way in which energy deeply affects us deep in ourselves and our inner bodies, and then also the energy that we emanate out, how that affects the world around us, right? And how others experience our energy. Really starting to consider the theme in which our thoughts and our levels of consciousness are colored, right? What color are you choosing for yourself? Are you picking the crayon out of the box that is this bright, beautiful, vibrant yellow? Are you going with a muted brown? Nothing wrong with brown. I love brown. But thinking about, like, what is the color? What is the theme? What is the scheme that you're calling in? Because what we know, right, the divine laws of the universe, the law of attraction states that the energy in which we put out into the world is actually that of which we attract back. So are we wanting to attract back the dull brown, right? The so-so, like making it through kind of one day at a time. Like you can feel my energy. It's just like, ugh, heavy, right? Or are we calling in possibility, opportunity, being able to see possibility in any and every experience in life? Are we opening our eyes to what's possible beyond something that feels like a setback or a roadblock, right? Are we able to allow ourselves to experience just surrender in the moment and being present and mindful in our lives? You can hear the shift in my energy there. Just beginning to describe it, it's calling more of that in. So just inviting that in for yourself, right? Starting to invite in, well, what energy am I putting out? What am I creating for myself there in which I'm calling that back in? And what do I want more of, right? Really being honest with ourselves about what do we want more of? I think so often we get into a space of acceptance. Well, this is just the way things are. This is the way things always have been. This is the life that I was given. And not taking on the power that we have in deep co-creation of the life that is possible for us. Calling in more of what you desire and what you want. Because what we know is that if a desire is planted in your heart, it is there for a reason. It is there to cultivate and open your awareness to something new that's available for you, right? It doesn't just show up. It's there for a reason. And how can we start to really bring our awareness and our truth to what is it that I desire? And can I release the commentary of, well, you know, I'm not worthy, or this is something that's not available to me. If the desire is planted, it's there for a reason. Allow that in, allow that new theme to start to cultivate one day at a time, one thought at a time, just starting to consider that for yourself. So thinking about the themes of consciousness, how can, when we decide or start to explore and realize, you know, I am living in a space that is really muted or heavy. There is some shame or anger or fear that's really holding me back, that's limiting the way in which I see myself and the way that I show up in the world. What can we do to start to shift that? How can we start to invite in a new higher vibrational theme into our lives? And that is it. It is really starting to, A, bring the awareness, right? And then beginning to create the awareness around the thought in the moment so that we can then adopt a new narrative, adopt a new way of thinking, invite it in. Because once we have brought the light to the truth of what that theme is that we're currently living in, we then have the power to begin to transcend it by releasing and replacing it with that new narrative. So for example, if we think of a theme of consciousness of shame, and I'm going with shame because it is definitely one of the lower level vibrational energies, and it helps really paint a more clear picture, right? Whereas if we were somewhere in between, it might be a little muddy, a little foggy. So let's sort of stay there just to create the picture really clearly in your mind. So shame in our lives, right? That theme of shame that we're living from. It may or may not be backed from a root program belief of either I am unlovable, I am not worthy, I am not someone that others want to be around, I am not enough, right? That feeling, that blanket really of shame, that starts to cause us to really repress and hide, right? That beneath the blanket, right? And in reality, we are really simply only acting out of a root program belief that was created typically when we were a child, and that root program belief was created to keep us from feeling humiliated. So if you can paint the picture of yourself on the playground, right? Everybody's playing, everything seems fun, everybody's doing their own thing. And then all of a sudden you bring your awareness to what's happening around you and you start to realize, hey, I'm actually playing by myself. No one's asked to play with me. No one's come to talk to me. What's going on? And then the mind starts to go, well, I need to find evidence of what's going on here. Well, what can be true? And this is when those fabricated thoughts start to enter in. Well, maybe I'm not fun. Maybe they don't really like me. Maybe I'm not worthy of their attention. Maybe I'm unlovable. Right? And then the mind starts to look at that and say, well, could that be true? Is this possible? And then we start to accept that as our truth. And the next day, when we're out on the playground, we immediately step onto the field thinking, you know what? Why even try? Because they're not going to ask me anyway, because I'm all of these things that I've already decided upon in my mind. And if we don't start to bring awareness to things that have happened years ago or things that could have happened yesterday, the deep root programs that we have held within, if we don't start to bring the awareness to those and start to shift those upward to then be moved out, we're going to move and decide and live our lives from that space, right? Fast forward, you're 25 years old and you're going into your first interview for a job that you know that you would love, and you sit down in the seat and you're waiting for the person to come and grab you for the interview, right? And you could sit down and that old shame starts to pop up and it could start to say, why are you even trying? They don't want you, right? You're not worthy of their attention and time. You're not enough, right? Start to see how that starts to progress into our lives and the tentacles start to affect and leak out into everything. And that's what we're talking about, right? This is my passion in life, is to be able to bring the light to all the old stuff that needs to be looked at so that we can start to begin to transcend it, bring it to the light, let it move through and out, realize that that's not our truth any longer, that we don't need that for protection anymore, so that we can replace it with, I am worthy, I am loved, right? I am capable of everything that is coming to me. Really starting to bring the light there, right? One of my dear friends, he quit his job not long ago, and my husband and he were having a conversation, and my husband said, man, I really hope, you know, good luck, like find your way. And his buddy said, no, man, it's not about finding my way. It's about creating my way. And I love that so much, because we do have the power to create our experience and our reality. It's within our reach each and every moment of every day. And when we own that, when we take that in, we can start to like experience deep change in every area of our lives, right? And so thinking about going back to that idea of shame, what are ways that we can start to heal that? What are some ways that we can start to bring that into our awareness, see why it was there in the first place, and then again, begin to heal and transcend that? typically shame is manifested in our bodies due to either internalized trauma or rejection that is projected from another person onto us, right? So just like we were speaking about on the playground, that had nothing to do with the little person that was standing on the playground. It was the projection of others' feelings that we were taking on as our own, right? And if we think about other ways that shame might come into our lives, begin to see that shame is really a theme of consciousness that is being internalized from others who have either been rejected, abused, or hurt, right? And that only through that projection are we allowing that in. And really the power comes from the transcendence of shame is when we can decide that this is not mine, right? This is not mine. This never has been mine. This does not belong here anymore. And I love this phrase, please return to sender with love. This does not belong here anymore, because our body allowed that to come in so that we felt protected. And when we can realize that this is no longer needed, please send back with love. This does not belong here any longer, right? Like done, letting it go, allowing in that new narrative of I am innocent. I am pure. I am deeply and unconditionally loved. I am perfect just as I am. I am whole. I am complete. I am loved even in my weakest moments, right? Others' opinions of me have nothing to do with me and are only a reflection of themselves. Say that over and over, right? Others' opinions of me have nothing to do with me or only a reflection of themselves. I am loved. I am free. I am accepted. And I no longer need to hold this shame any longer in my life, period. Right? Allowing in a new theme. Start to explore that. Start to play with what that feels like in your life. We're going to keep the conversation going. We're just going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to dive into this really beautiful technique from NLP. I can't wait to share this with you, but I'll see you in a moment. Stacey Barber, Grounding Into Your Radiance, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no, or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to Grounding Into Your Radiance. I'm your host, Stacey Barber. So excited to have you here. I love having these conversations. Let me know what's resonating, what you want to hear more of, what is really sort of tugging at your heart right now. Let's go there. Let's talk about all of the things that are showing up, because I know now more than ever, we need to have the hard conversations. I think that we are being called into a time to really sort of crack open and allow ourselves to be vulnerable, to create the space that we need to heal so that we can begin to really create the life that we know that we deserve and that we desire. And today we are talking about themes of consciousness, right? The theme in which colors every experience of our lives. We've talked about the different levels of vibrational energies of what shame versus deep love and acceptance feels like in our lives, right? Starting to really get honest with ourselves about ways in which we are putting it out into the world, which is then also calling back more of that into our lives. And so getting honest with, what is it that I want more of? What do I desire more of in my life? And how can I take the responsibility today to start to create and cultivate more of that through my actions, knowing that what I put out is calling more back into me? So I wanted to teach you guys a really beautiful technique that really helps get us here, right? That helps start to shift the paradigm, start to cultivate and create those moments on at any moment, right? On command. And the technique that I want to teach you, it's called anchoring. And this is an NLP, so from neuro-linguistic programming, a technique that was really cultivated back at like 1904 from Pavlov. So remember the experiment with the dog and the salivation, right? The cues, the internal cue that starts to turn our awareness on. So remembering that, the anchoring technique, it is meant to provide an anchor or a cue to the body that provides an intense state, an intense peak positive state at any time, right? So, and it provides you a unique external stimulus. So, which then creates a neurologic association that can instantly trigger that stimulus again and again. And it allows you to tap into past positive resources and link them to the future for ultimate success and progression into raising your theme, raising your vibration, right? And it is a tool that really helps you feel any state or emotion at any time you want. And you can help others do that the same. And that's what I love. Like, it can be connected at any point in your day, in your life, anytime you need to feel a sense of compassion or a sense of excitement, whatever it is that you're calling in, at any moment you can trigger that. So let's play with this. I'm going to teach you this technique, but let's utilize something that would feel really relevant. So let's play with the emotion of feeling unconditionally loved, where we were kind of in that space of discussing shame earlier. Let's raise that vibration right on up and let's call in unconditional love. Okay, so what we need to determine first is on our body, where is our anchor going to be, right? Where is the spot on our body where we're actually going to anchor this feeling in? A lot of times people will, if they're right-handed especially, use one of the knuckles on their left index finger. It can either be the knuckle closest to the body or the one just away from that. I'm going to use the one that's closest to my body today. So going ahead and having your hand in a fist, right, kind of slightly lifted, just deciding where you want to anchor this in. All right. And then I want you to gently close your eyes. And I just want you to drop into your body. I'm just going to ask you a series of questions. And what we're doing through this questioning is getting you to drop into a specific moment in time. So I'm going to find that gentle space of just being in your seat, connected to your breath. And I want you to consider if you can remember a time in your life when you felt total and complete unconditional love. Can you remember a specific time? As you go back into that specific time now, I want you to go right back into the future. I want you to drop down into your body, be in that moment, find yourself there now. I want you to begin to see what you saw looking around you. I want you to begin to hear what you heard. And I want you to really feel all the feelings that you felt in that moment of feeling completely and totally unconditionally loved. Be in that moment, feel all the feelings, call it in, let it be vibrant and colorful, allow all the emotion that is coming up for that. Let it bubble up here and now. Now that you're there, I want you to let all those feelings continue to rush in. And at the moment that you feel these feelings at their highest peak, I want you to put your right index finger on your left knuckle and I want you to hold it there for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Keep feeling the feelings. 4, 3, 2, 1. Release the anchor. Come back into the room. And I want you to completely release the thought. Really wipe the slate clean. Think about something else. Look out your window, whatever it is, right? Let yourself get completely distracted for a moment. Good. Now I want you to go back and I want you to simply tap on your knuckle. And I want you to feel in your body a significant vibrational lift, right? When I go there, I've anchored quite a few feelings on this knuckle now and emotions that I like to call in. When I immediately touch that, I get this little rush, like it's like a little buzz in my body that goes, ooh, and it physically lifts me up. And thinking about that this anchor is available for you, we can anchor in any feeling, right? If you know that you're getting ready to go out on a date and you want to anchor in confidence, take yourself back to that moment in time, drop in when you felt completely and totally confident in your life, right? When there was no question about your capabilities or your worth. Drop into that, see what you saw, hear what you heard, feel all the feelings that you heard. Call that in, let that rush in. And when you feel yourself at that peak moment of that sensation, hold that down for 10 to 15 seconds, anchoring in the emotion, anchoring in the feelings, letting that all come in and then release it, right? The beautiful part about this is you can stack an endless amount of anchors on your knuckle. It doesn't matter. You can keep stacking on and on and on. And it's available at any moment, right? Like you can sit anywhere and tap your knuckle. No one's going to know what's going on. Just calling that in. When you can feel yourself sort of drop down into one of those lower vibrational themes, what is it that we can do? Can we start to cultivate that new narrative? Can we start to create a new stream of consciousness that really calls in a higher way of living and being, right? Can I utilize this anchor to physically and spiritually bring me back into that space, right? What is it that we can do for ourselves to be able to cultivate that higher theme in our lives? A really cute story, when I was in the training for my NLP certification, the instructor started talking about how she was really wanting to call in more deep love and a sense of belonging in her life. And she felt that when her boyfriend would place his head on her shoulder, on her left shoulder. And so when she was at work one day, she started to anchor that in on her left shoulder. And she felt all the feelings. She dropped into her body and she anchored the feeling of deep love, deep belonging, compassion. And then every time her boyfriend lays his head on her left shoulder, it increases and amplifies that feeling tenfold. Right? So really great ways that we can start to implement this into everyday activities, just what we're being, ways that we're being with our families and our loved ones. When you're playing with your children outside, that increase of zest and pure joy and happiness, anchor that in, like be in the moment, call that in, let it resonate inward, right? Start to allow yourself to take that full and deep responsibility for what it is that you're wanting to create and cultivate for yourself. You have all you need inside of you. These tools are powerful. Start to work with them. Start to utilize them in your life each and every day. Start to explore where it is that you are on this theme of consciousness, right? Like, where do I land and where do I really want to be? Let that begin to create a new reality for you. I believe in you. I know it's possible. I've seen it. I've lived it. And I can't wait to see how these things are starting to really shift your life and your reality. So that is all for today. I'm so happy to have spent this hour with you. I cannot wait to see you next time. Join us every other Thursday at noon Eastern, grounding into your radiance. I'm your host, Stacey Barber. Be well, take care of yourselves. And until next time, lots of love from me.
Thank you for listening to Grounding Into Your Radiance, where you become empowered to face change and transition from a place of clarity. Learn to shed your layers and declutter the space between your story and your truth. Do you feel a little lighter now? Tune in next time for more opportunities to explore, dream, and reconnect with your essential self with Stacey Barber. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.